on thankfulness. This lesson was assigned to me last year. Jed came to me, said, I'm going to be away, and he says, the lesson you have, will you take my place on Sunday morning? So let's go to God in prayer. Our dear and our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for all the blessings that Thou hast bestowed upon us. And we thank Thee for Thy dear Son who came to this earth and who gave His life for our sins. As we look at this lesson, may we remember all the things that Thou hast done for us and be thankful for those. For we pray this in Christ's dear name. Amen. More than 19 centuries ago, God inspired the Apostle Paul to write a global attitude and write them down to warn us. But no, this is the last day and perilous times will come. In 2 Timothy, the third chapter, verses 1 and 2. But now, this difficult times will come in those last days, for people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy. Notice what Paul wrote. In these last times, he warned, not only in them times, now times. We see it every day of our lives. We see the unthankfulness of people. All they're interested is in themselves, in what they can have. Can we get more, more? Being evil. These are the things that are going on today. I went to a film a couple, 3 years ago. It was called The Blind Side. And it's a true story. Best if I can tell, this young black teenager was kind of homeless. He was taken in by a family. And the scene that really brings this film and to this lesson is something that happened, and it was Thanksgiving Day. They all are getting their food. It's not on a table or anywhere. And they're all scurrying around, getting a plate of food and getting the TV tray out because their favorite team is coming on TV for football. Here is this young fellow that they have taken in, and he's sitting at this big table with his plate of food. And the mother looks in there. She seems to kind of rule a family anyway. And all of a sudden, something hits her. And she told him to turn the TV off and get the table set. And she offers a thanks. This is the way of a lot of people in the United States today. Very unthankful. Today, most people are self-centered, discontent, ungrateful, and at best, many think about giving thanks only once a year, and then only because Thanksgiving Day forces them to consider it. I'm going to have a little bit more to say about this because of some things I've heard on the news and some things that I've seen in the paper. But notice, we're going to deal with the Old Testament to begin with. And then we'll get into the New Testament. In the Old Testament, it said offerings and callings for sacrifices of thanksgiving. And they were done by prayers and by praise. Exodus 34:22, and you shall celebrate the Feast of Weeks. And in the first fruits of those wheat harvests and the first ingatherings at the turn of the year. Those were to be thanks offerings. Notice what he said. Notice what was said. The first fruits. It didn't say the leftovers. It didn't say anything else. He said it's to be the first ones to be a thanksgiving. Offering of thanking. In Psalms 50 and 14, offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving and pay your vows to the highest, the Most High. He said to make your sacrifices to the Most High, and they're to be a thanksgiving. You are to be thankful. And we're going to be dealing quite a bit with Psalms and several other things. But if you look at the book of Psalms, there's a lot about thanksgiving. And as I've studied this lesson, I had not realized how much that really God wants is for you to be thankful, for all of us to be thankful for the things we have, and thankful for the blessings that He's bestowed upon us. In Psalms 105th chapter, in the first five verses, give thanks to the Lord. Call on His name. Proclaim His deeds among the peoples. Sing to Him. Sing praises to Him. Tell Him about all His wonderful works. Honor His holy name. Let the heart of those seek the Lord's rejoice. Search for the Lord and for His strength. Seek His face always. Remember the wonderful works that He has done, His wonders and His judgments, His pronouncements. He's telling you, think about these things. Offer thanks. Be joyful. Be glad. Be thankful for everything. When I was doing this lesson, I had 11 pages I run off of the computer of just being thankful and praised. Plus, my study Bible had a page and a half. Plus, I got into ISBE's. And I had another 3 or 4 or 5 pages of stuff. I had a lot that I could have gone over. And as I was studying this, and I was thinking, and I'm thinking that I've been blessed more than I would have ever thought being blessed. And my blessings have come from God. And we need to thank Him for what we have and what we have not. In Psalms 118:1, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His loving kindness is everlasting. Give thanks for His loving kindness. He has been kind to us. In Proverbs 3:9, honor the Lord from your wealth, and from the first of all your produce, so your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will overflow with new wine. He's saying, honor God. Thank God for all the produce you have, for all the things you have to eat, everything that you have, so that you will have plenty. You know, when you're thanking somebody, Are they willing to give more? God is willing to give us, but we need to be thankful for those things that God is willing to give us. In Ecclesiastes 7 and 14, in the days of prosperity, be happy. But in the days of adversity, consider. God has made the one as well as the other, so that man may not discover anything that will be after him. When we have the good and when we have the bad, God is involved. And the things that come after us, we don't know. It's not for us to know. It's for God. God knows. We don't. In Psalms 107, verses 21 and 22, let them give thanks to the Lord, for he is faithful, love, and his wonderful works for the human race. Let them offer sacrifices of thanksgiving and announce his work with the shouts of joy. Again, the Psalms. Give thanks to the Lord. Let them offer sacrifices of thanksgiving. We have so much to be thankful for. We should be thanking God. And I think every day of things that happen and things that I get and have. And I have to think about God, and I thank him every night for what he's given me and what he's done. In 116 of the Psalms, as I told you, we're going to have a lot of scripture this morning. There's a lot been said in the Bible, both Old and New Testament, about being thankful. The 17th verse, I will offer you a sacrifice of thanksgiving, and I will worship the Lord. The psalmist says, I will give thanksgiving. Are we willing to give thanksgiving to God for what he has done? In Psalms, the 92nd chapter, in the first verse, the one who lives under the protection of the Most High dwells in the shadow of the Almighty. Are we thankful that we are under the protection of God? God protects those who are his. How thankful are we of that? As a spiritual sacrifice, thanksgiving can be offered in the form of prayer and praise, and thanksgiving are almost inseparable. Your praise and your prayers and your praise and your thanksgiving, they are almost inseparable. You almost cannot have one without the other. And they are the most often together. Thankfulness is a peace offering. In Leviticus, and he's talking about the sacrifices of the first fruits. In Leviticus, the 7th chapter, in verses 11 through 13, and these are fellowship sacrifices. For now, this is the law of the fellowship sacrifice, that someone may present to the Lord. If he is present, it is for thanksgiving, in addition to the thanksgiving sacrifice. He is to present unleavened cakes mixed with olive oil, unleavened wafers coated with oil, well-kneaded cakes of fine flour mixed with oil. He is also to present as an offering cakes of leavened bread with his thanksgiving sacrifice of fellowship. Notice, God gives us an example. And he also tells the children of Israel that this is what I want, and these are to be a thanksgiving offering. Offering of thankfulness, of thanksgiving. As they have been instructed in the Old Testament, so there are things in the New Testament. And I did not realize how much about thankfulness that was in the New Testament till I had to prepare this lesson. There are a lot of scriptures. There are a lot of things to be thankful for. In 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, in verse 11 and 12, and you will be enriched in everything for all liberties, which though us producing thanksgiving to God, and for the ministry of this service is not only fully supplied the needs of the saints, but is also overflowing through many thanksgivings to God. Notice what Paul says to the Corinthians. A lot of thanksgivings, a lot of things, a lot of liberties, producing thanksgiving to God. Paul wrote it, and we're going to be dealing with a lot of things that Paul wrote about things being thankful. And we need to think back about a lot of things when Christ was on this earth. What was his? He gave thanks before meals. He gave thanks before the feeding of the 5,000. Twice he fed many people and gave thanks before that. He gave thanks before he instituted the Lord's Supper. He gave thanks. He demonstrated the way it should be when he was here on this earth. And then Paul and the apostles wrote and demonstrated about being thankful. In Ephesians 4, there must be no filthiness, no silly talking, or coarse gesturing, with which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. And then in verse 19 of Ephesians 9, or Ephesians 5, always speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father. What does he say? Songs and hymns and spiritual songs. Giving thanks to God. And in our prayers, in our supplications, with thanksgiving. And we're supposed to do that in the name of Christ, to God. Thanksgiving should be a part of our lives. Giving thanks should be a part of our lives. Being thankful for what we have should be a part of our lives. Philippians 4:6, be anxious in nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Let your requests be known to God. But how to do that is to be thankful. Be thankful in those requests to God. In Colossians 1:12, give thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. Be thankful that we have gotten an inheritance. If we live as God wants us to, as we've been told, as been shown, we're to be thankful for that, that we have a hope of an inheritance with God in heaven. In Colossians 2:7, having been firmly rooted, now being built up in Him and established in your faith, just as you are instructed, and overflowing with gratitude or thankfulness. As we've been established, as we've been instructed, we will be overflowing with that gratitude or thankfulness to God. In Colossians, the 3rd chapter, starting in verse 15. Notice that Paul, not in just one letter, but in several letters, gives some of the same instructions. And let the peace of the Christ, to which you were also called in one body, control your hearts. Be thankful. Let the message about the Messiah dwell richly among you, teaching, admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms, hymns, spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatsoever you do, in word or in the deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. What did he say? Again, he's telling you again to admonish and to teach in songs and hymns with all wisdom, and to give thanks to the Lord through Jesus. To God, the Father, who gives us all things. Being thankful to God is our duty. It is a right that we have. In Colossians 4:2, devote yourselves to prayer. Stay alert in it with thanksgiving. We're to be alert. We're to be praying. And we're to be praying with thanksgiving. We should always be giving those thanks and those things to God. He is the only one. He's the one that gave. He's the one that we should be given thankful to. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. First of all, then, I urge and entreat and pray, petitions and thanksgiving be made on behalf of all men. How thankful are we for our families? How thankful are we for those that are to be leaders? How thankful are we of the members of the congregation? How thankful are we to those that have helped us and built us up and taught us? Are we being thankful? Are we thankful for those things? Are we thankful for God's Word? Are we thankful for those that are able to teach this Word to us? How thankful are we? In 1 Timothy 4 and 4, for everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with gratitude. We are not to reject things, especially if we have thanksgiving and gratitude for those things. Our duty. How thankful are we, really? Are we as thankful as we should be? I know a lot of times I'm not, and I don't think any of us are. I think too many of us take things for granted. And I think we better be thinking about being thankful for what we have instead of worrying about what we do not have. God provides for us. Hebrews 13 and 15. Through him, then let us continually offer up sacrifices of praise to God. That is the fruit of lips, and give thanks to his name. We're to give thanks to his name. There's no other person to give thanks to, because he has provided. How important is a question, will thanksgiving be in the kingdom of God? We're studying Revelations on Wednesday night right now. And I'm going to look at here in a minute at the throne scene. And we're going to notice, first in chapter 4, in verses 8 through 11, each of the four living creatures had six wings, and they were covered with eyes around and inside, day and night. And they never stopped saying, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God, the Almighty, who was, who is, and who is to come." Whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks, the one seated on the throne, the one who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fell down before the one seated on the throne and worshiped the one who lives forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne and says, "Our Lord and God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power, because you have created all things, and because of your will, they exist and were created." Notice, around the throne, they are bowing and giving thanks and praise to God. In the seventh chapter, again, in verses 11 and 12, "And all the angels stood around the throne, and the elders, and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne, and worshiped God, saying, Amen, blessings, glory, and wisdom, and thanksgiving, and honor, and power, and strength be to our God forever and ever, Amen." Notice the angels and everyone are giving thanks to God and praising him. forever and ever. He lives forever and ever. We see that the main theme in the kingdom of the throne of God is thankfulness. This song of angels, elders, and the four living creatures show the reverence that all have in God's presence. There are seven aspects of praises listed here in this spiritual worship of God. Seven significates a total and a completeness. This means completeness. Seven is a complete number. Thankfulness comprises part of this list. In great contrast to this present evil world, gross ingratitude, God has revealed to those who will listen and act that thankfulness is a duty to which the elect of God are bound. Praise and thanks God has all his work and for providing brethren by whom we can be encouraged. By developing a thankful attitude now, we prepare ourselves for the soon coming of the kingdom of God. Are you preparing yourselves for that kingdom? Well, you'll be doing nothing but giving praise and honor and thanks to God. I said I had a few things to say about things of today that I read and heard on the news. About two or three Sundays ago, and we will be speaking about the day, Thanksgiving Day. It's supposed to be a day of giving thanks. But this woman came on, this news woman, and she said, the day, pretty quick, within 2 years, it's going to be, instead of Thanksgiving, it's going to be thankful shopping. Is that an attitude that God wants? I want to ask you, is that an attitude? Are people with that attitude, are they being thankful to God? Or is it some more of what I was reading in Timothy? I read in the paper that same week on the business page. All the major stores within 5 years, we won't be celebrating Thanksgiving. We'll all be open so people can buy, shop. You talk about the way a country's going, about being unthankful. This country is really going down. An attitude like that. And that's all people think about. Is what can I get? What can I get? Not being thankful for what they have. Not being thankful for what God has given them. Not being thankful for Christ. Not being thankful for the forgiveness of our sins. Not being thankful for the blood that Christ shed for our lives, that we might have a hope of eternal life. And this is what we've been warned that Paul wrote many centuries ago about what's going on. And to be weary of them, and to be leery of them. When we can't even be thankful, even one day of year, for what we have, and what God has given us. I don't know what. And yet I said every day, I'm thankful for what I have. And I tell God I'm thankful. Because he has blessed me more than I would have ever thought I would ever be blessed. Because we must live in this world, we cannot be very heavily influenced by this ungrateful society and attitude. Do we really appreciate all that we have been given? Are we sincerely thankful for our great God for the many blessings he has so liberally poured out upon us? In this study, we see that God wants us to show our gratitude to Him. This is one of our Christian duties. We will also see that God has given us instructions on how we can truly be thankful. And in my closing, I would like to read Psalms, and I've read it a lot of times, and I think we've all read it, the 148th Psalm. This is the creation praise of the Lord. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise Him, His angels. Praise Him, His hosts. Praise Him, sun, moon. Praise Him, all your shining stars. Praise Him, highest heavens, and your waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord for His commands, and they are created. He set them in position forever and ever, and He gave an order that will never pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, all sea monsters and ocean depths, lightnings and hail, and snow and clouds, and powerful winds that execute His commands, mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, creatures that crawl and flying birds, kings of the earth and all the people, princes and all judges of the earth, young men as well as young women, old and young together, let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is exalted. His majesty covers heaven and earth. He has raised up a horn for His people, praise from all His godly ones, from the Israelites, the people close to Him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We are to give thanks. If we're not giving thanks and not praising God for what He has done for us, I don't know why we're not, because we have a lot to be thankful. In any way, you're subject to the invitation of the Lord. If you have not obeyed the gospel, this is as good a time as any for you to do so. And if you need the prayers of the congregation, this is your time to come to them as we stand and sing the song of invitation.